You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I'm going to be doing a doubleheader with this video. These two articles right here, I've been feverishly waiting. I've just been rubbing my hands for these two articles to finally come out to say, you know what? All of you moral authoritarians, all of you people who got just a smidget, a tiny speck of what you believed was power during this whole plandemic, yeah, in the end, everybody who knew what this was from the onset have just been proven right. Oh, this is going to be wonderful. Now, let's start with the first article that was published on the 28th of February. Cuckafornia lifts all indoor mask mandate requirements, including for unvaccinated residents and in schools. Oh, all of you people over the last couple of years who thought you had the moral high ground against the quote unquote unvaccinated, you guys got used and discarded like a $2 hoe. Oh, this is only going to get better, because we all know what the true motivation is behind all of this. With declining Charlie 19 numbers across the West, Cuckafornia, Oregon, and Washington, pretty much the entirety of the left coast, announced today that they are moving together to update their masking guidance. After 11:59 p.m. on March 11th, all three states will adopt new indoor mask policies and move from mask requirements to mask recommendations in schools. In Cuckafornia, starting March 1st, masks will no longer be required for unvaccinated individuals indoors, but will be strongly recommended for all individuals in most such settings. See, once they went from the word required to recommended, everybody should go ahead and toss those masks away. However, the overwhelming majority of the populace are too far gone. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm still seeing people in masks driving their vehicles, windows up. I'm seeing people even go so far as to still wear rubber gloves. People like that, far too gone. And you know what I do? I laugh at them. I laugh at them from a good, healthy place. Talk about being too plugged in. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Their programming is, oh, I'm still going to get this. I still got to wear a mask. You know, I'm still afraid of the Charlie 19. It's going to get me. Right. Now, if you watch Hammerhand's recent video, you're going to learn about something from Moderna. Yeah. Talk about the smoking gun of this whole thing being planned out. But anyway, masks will still be required for everyone in quote unquote high transmission settings like public transit, emergency shelters, healthcare settings, correctional facilities, homeless shelters, and long-term care facilities. The Western States announcement follows the latest CDC guidelines that were relaxing its mask requirements in most indoor spaces. The new guidance means that it's now considered okay for most Americans to go maskless in public, including those who are not vaccinated. Once again, all of you moral authoritarians throughout this whole pandemic just got bitch slapped. Oh, I wonder what these asshats have to say about themselves now. The announced recommendations, indicate that Americans only need masks up indoors when their region's healthcare system is in danger of being overwhelmed. During the last 2 years, as many hospitals as I personally made deliveries to, they were never overwhelmed. This was all one big, masterful game of psychological warfare. Only 37% of the U.S. currently falls into that category, according to the CDC's newly altered thresholds indicating outbreak severity. Wait a minute. Newly altered. Do these people actually not do any research? Oh, wait, I forgot. Anybody who actually went against the narrative, they were promptly silenced. How many channels got outright terminated? How many people got vilified on social media? Yeah, the tolls were far too great. Yeah, there were people who actually thought they had it. And what did they do? They deleted themselves. I myself have covered a few articles of people doing, you know, deletions of themselves and the loved ones. Why? Because they thought they had it. Turns out they didn't have it. All of the numbers, all of the books that were cooked during this. Who's going to pay for all of this? I don't know about you, but once again, I think the angry mob should be taken to the streets. But unfortunately, too many people have been scared out of becoming the angry mob. But I'm just saying. Statement from California Governor Gruesome Newsom. California continues to adjust our policies based on the latest data and science. Oh, I can't help but bust out with that one. Oh my God, data and science? Really? Really? Oh my God. Applying that what we've learned over the past 2 years to guide our response to the pandemic. Masks are an effective tool to minimize the spread of the virus and future variants, especially when transmission rates are high. We cannot predict the future of the virus, but we are better prepared for it and will continue to take measures rooted in science to help keep California moving forward. Oh my God. Wow. Now I'm going to briefly read the second article or should I say a bit of the second article. Now, this article was published on the 27th of February. New York City to lift vaccination mandate for businesses, events. Holy shit. You've got the two biggest, most restrictive places in the country all of a sudden saying, hey, we're going to start relaxing all these mandates. Yeah, don't look over there. Look over here. Yeah, see, we're giving you guys a little bit of freedom. So, yeah, go out and enjoy yourselves. Yeah, don't forget about, forget about everything that happened over the last 2 years. So, you talk about motherfuckers who are sweating bullets right now. New York City, the first U.S. metropolis to require vaccine mandates, or should I say require vaccinations indoors, will lift its mandate for indoor businesses, dinings, and events in the coming days. Mayor Eric Adams announced Sunday that his administration would end its vaccination mandate requirements on March 7th, as long as Charlie 19 case numbers continue to trend downward. He joins public officials who made similar decisions in cities such as Seattle and Boston in recent weeks. The indoor mask mandate will also be lifted in public schools the same day, provided no unexpected spikes arise, Adams said. Now, here is the cream de la crumb. Here is what it all boils down to. Quote, unquote, we cannot close down again, and I'm not going to do something at my anticipation to get back that's going to jeopardize closing down the city again, Adams said. Quote, unquote, our economy can't handle it. We don't have another $11 billion to put back into the economy. We must do it the smart way. You know what the smart way would have been? Once everybody got past the whole flatten the curve, here's what both of these places are saying, and the CDC all at the same time without saying it. Remember, Chris Rock made a very key joke back in the day when we was talking about HIV. We're not going to cure you of it. However, we're going to get you to learn how to live with it. That should have been the thought process after the whole 2 weeks of flatten the curve. Hey, this thing is here, okay? We're going to, let you guys be adults and take your own safety into account, which you're in charge of, and you're going to take whatever risk you deem necessary. But oh, no, 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 no. We know what ultimately this was all about. Well, two things: getting Trump out of office and further dividing the populace in order to enact the greatest wealth transfer in history. Period. Point blank. Oh, Moderna, Pfizer CEOs, they made billions. But the average citizen was too busy being thoroughly divided via psychological warfare. How many families got destroyed during this? How many families are no longer on speaking terms because one believed in it and the other didn't? Hell, how many children were used as pawns against fathers because of vaccination status. Oh, all that needs to be, you know, forgotten about. Yeah, right? No. Only thing I'm going to say at this point is this. Back in ye olden days, politicians, they would have been burned at the stake for a whole lot less. Just saying. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, for a lot of you Karens, the vaccine, along with the power, or should I say the virus, along with the power, is going to go out. Feminism and all of this Karen attitude about wearing your masks and getting jabbed, that's all about to go out right along with it. And trust and believe, there is not a small contingent of people who are extremely pissed because of all of this, because their lives were interrupted. Their lives were pretty much outright destroyed socially. Why? Because they did not choose to go with the narrative. And yeah, there might be some people who decide to take matters into their own hands. Just saying, just saying. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.